The writer of the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament writes this: I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun, because I must leave them to the one who comes after me, and who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool. It's good, isn't it, for us to sit back sometimes and make an assessment of our lives and what our purposes are and what we base our lives on. Jesus told the story of the rich farmer that we heard in the gospel reading in response to a question by a person in the crowd asking him to settle a dispute between him and his brother, and a dispute about inheritance. And that's as modern, isn't it, today, as it is ancient. Jesus refused to do this, though, not because he didn't have the right to settle disputes, because Jewish rabbis were often called on to serve as judges and settle disputes between people, but because he wanted his hearers to look at their basic attitudes toward earthly and heavenly treasures. The rich farmer in the parable had ignored the words of the ancient wisdom writer, and he was a fool. And the word used for fool literally means one who rejects the precepts of God as a basis for life. And only a fool rejects God's way of life and bases his or her life on the pursuit of earthly treasure. In his greed, self-centeredness, and thinking only of what he could get out of this life, the rich man made three big mistakes. The first is that he forgot that he was part of a community, that he lived in a society in which there was poverty and need as well as wealth. He forgot that he had neighbours and thought only of himself. The second mistake was that he left God out of his calculations. All that we are and all that we have is, in the final analysis, a gift from God. Our life, our talents and gifts, the land around us, the sunshine and the rain, without which our crops would not grow, all are God's blessings. And we need to remember this and be thankful, as the reading in Deuteronomy reminded us. And the third mistake he made was that he forgot that our time on earth is limited. We don't know how long our life will be, but we do know that it will end, and whatever we have in terms of possessions, be they large or small, we will have to leave them behind. And Jesus' teaching encourages us to be wise rather than to be a fool, and to avoid that dilemma of the writer of Ecclesiastes. The rich fool's treasure contrasts with the treasure that Jesus offers his followers. The one is on earth and can be exhausted by his expenses, by extravagance, by natural disasters, by unscrupulous thieves of many kinds, and ends with our death. It can bring anxiety and worry as security systems are installed and accountants are employed to manage our money and to avoid taxes. It can become a burden. The other is in heaven. It keeps on growing as we add to it. It frees us from being over anxious and worrying unnecessarily, for God himself guarantees its safety. It can never be left behind, for when this life ends, we take it with us into eternity. But there is one respect in which our earthly and our heavenly treasures are similar, and it's this. If we focus only on piling up earthly treasure, our hearts will bond with all that is earthly. We will become like the rich fool who was so focused on his earthly treasure that he forgot to put God and eternity into his life. But if we focus on piling up treasures in heaven, our hearts will be drawn towards God. And the question I have for us to ponder this morning is, if my heart was a compass, which way would it be pointing today? Jesus calls us to live radical Christian lives, and he identifies three aspects of living life in a radical way. Firstly, we are not to live anxiously. Jesus says, "Do not worry about your life." And he pictured pagan people as running after the necessities of life, of wearing themselves out, trying to guarantee themselves more than enough food, clothing, and shelter. We, on the other hand, he says, have a heavenly Father who knows our needs. Now, this doesn't mean we stop working and meeting the needs of our families, but it does mean that we stop worrying and wasting our energy in piling up possessions. And that's quite radical in this day and age. Secondly, we can live with abandon as we learn to sit lightly to our earthly treasures and break the hold they have on us. We are called not to care about things which can be here today and gone tomorrow, because when we care about things, we lose sight of how much we are treasured by God. And God's love is the most precious and life-affirming treasure that we can have. And thirdly, we are to live with compassion. When the world focuses on self, Jesus calls us to focus on God and our neighbours. Things often get in the way of our readiness to respond to God and others. By things I mean possessions and the pursuit of possessions. We aren't called to live selfishly and individually, but generously and in community. God isn't asking us to get rid of our possessions, but to use them wisely, generously, to help those in need, and to use them in such a way that glorifies his name. Radical Christian living is a challenge, but as we step out with Christ by our side, it will be an adventure that takes us all the way to heaven. Amen.